I've been looking at the website, and I've seen there that I've done obviously been talking about it previously, but it's it was originally performed 30 years ago by Merv Thompson, who is a West Coaster. So what's your kind of relation to the whole mining thing, and what made you want to do this show?
I started my teaching at Grey High.
Oh, right.
It was there before Mervyn did the play.
Yep.
But it was there that I became first aware of his work. The year before I arrived, they'd done some of Mervyn's stuff in the school. And it really was a combination of that and moving out of full-time teaching, expecting to be doing a whole lot of work with other people who all got other jobs. So I needed to find something that I could do as a solo piece.
Yep.
And I'd looked at Coal Town Blues a few years before that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came back to it, so much had happened that made it so relevant that it was just a natural choice. Really.
Yeah, so tell us about the show as it's performed and how that is relevant to nowadays.
Well, it's Mervyn's life growing up in Renunga.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of things that you will come across in the show could be a newscast for now. It starts pretty early in the piece with his memory of a funeral for miners,
mm-hmm.
who had been caught in a mining accident. He deals with the issues of child poverty. He comes from a family which is suffering family violence. There's a whole lot of politics going on around which groups of people benefit from the political movements. The list just kind of goes on. It's in a sense you could take the play, rewrite it for now with a different family, and the themes sadly haven't changed a huge amount.
That is sad, considering, like I said, it was 1984 when Mervyn first did it. When you say rewriting the play, have you tweaked any of it to make it more relevant now, or is it simply a case of it being pretty much roll out Mervyn's script and there it is?
Yes, it's that. I'm as true to his script as I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, two of his sisters have been in different performances as I've done it around the country, and they were really happy with the portrayal as being my version, obviously not Mervyn's version,
mm-hmm.
of their lives. So I felt fairly comfortable that we got pretty close to the spirit of the piece. I think it's important to deliver it. There's a few lines that make people cringe because they were a bit less PC.
Yeah, the old minor speak.
Not only that, but it's really interesting. I've just done a season for students in Waimea College who were studying the play, and did two shows for the students and then one show, public show afterwards. And I'd said to the students, if any of you are at the public show, have a listen, because when all this racist stuff comes out, they won't react like you react, which is they gasp. The kids gasp when this stuff comes out. But, we've moved on in some areas. But I don't think you need to do anything at all to the piece other than give it life for it to speak to now.
And it must be really enjoyable for you to get not to get their reaction to that kind of stuff, but to see it being transcended into younger minds, I guess, going on to younger generations who are probably picking up on all this kind of stuff now anyway.
It's been fascinating. And the number of people who have talked about their total lack of awareness of our history, there's that whole element. They're kind of getting a history lesson without it feeling like one. They're getting entertained and challenged in all sorts of ways, but along the way they're hearing things about our country which we just don't seem to manage to convey through our schools or through other systems at all anymore.
No.
So at all kinds of levels, it's really rewarding. I'm just thinking about another older woman in Blenheim who, having watched it three times because she was helping out with some of the front of house, said, that's just explained my childhood.
Wow.
I now just understand what it was that my family was going through as I was growing up. So it's a phenomenal privilege, really.
Yeah. And like you say, you are conveying Mervyn's life, but it's replicating so many other people's lives. I guess that's why the show's been so popular, because it does resonate with so many people from especially the West Coast. I mean, a lot of people my age, for example, growing up, dad's off in the mine, etc., etc.
Yes, yes. Yeah, absolutely. And we've met coasters again, you know, round the country. There was one gentleman in Ashburton who was almost jumping up and down afterwards when to come and talk to me and fill me in on some of the characters that are in the play.
Yeah.
And who they were and how that impacted on his life.
Wow, isn't that cool?
But then at the other end, the second performance I ever did, there was a young actress friend of mine who an hour afterwards was just still had tears streaming down her face. And I said to her, what's that about? She said, my dad was a miner up in Huntley. Oh. No, my granddad. My granddad was a miner up in Huntley. And she said, I could just hear his voice. Oh. So it's so many things, you know. It's proven to be far more relevant, rewarding, challenging than what I obviously ever envisaged when I kicked off on the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Chris, thank you very much for your time. Chris Green, he is the behind Coaltown Blues. It's coming to the Regent Theatre in Greymouth on the 8th of August. I've got a few double passes here, 0800 843 448, if you'd like to grab yourself a copy. I am really looking forward to seeing this show, mate. I've been talking about it over the past few weeks. It's great to actually put a voice to the show now, and look forward to meeting you when you're in town.
Oh, I look forward to that myself. I'm so looking forward to bringing this home, in a sense. Yes.